Let's jump into the mailbag, Sam. As we mentioned kind of in the tease there, we got a lot of great, really
literate,
intelligent, smart feedback about Pride and Prejudice, so let's read a little bit of it.
All right. This one's from Hank Schiffman. He writes, I'm right with Sam on his review of Pride and Prejudice. Adam, I can't decide if you're a Philistine or I was just lucky to have seen the BBC miniseries before the new movie came out. My one gripe about the film is something they had no control over. 2 hours just isn't long enough to tell the story. The miniseries has time to develop the characters and to help us understand their motivations. I'd say Brenda Bleven is more moderate in her portrayal of Mrs. Bennet than Alison Steadman was in the mini. She's supposed to be manipulative, unrefined, and not as bright as her husband or Lizzie. What's not made so clear is she's motivated largely by fear. She knows that time and opportunity are running out for her daughters. If she can't make at least one good match before her husband dies, it's a bleak future for them all. Adam, I hope you watch the miniseries and then reconsider the film. Watch it twice. I found I enjoyed the second viewing more as I knew what characters were thinking and feeling. I also think you misunderstand Darcy, at least played by Matthew McFadyen. I see him as a combination of shy and, if not cynical, at least suspicious of those around him. And under the circumstances, he has every right to be. All the best, Hank.
Yeah, you know, I loved his comment about Matthew McFadyen because I do agree to some extent that you do get that sense. And maybe that is what's more coming
through. And I think
he cops
to it in a way, yeah.
Is that he is maybe, he's very shy and he is suspicious. At the same time, I still feel like you can't get around some scenes where it seems like he's about to break down in tears. And I just don't think that my impression of Darcy is that he's a man who should be that shy, that he's actually seems to be afraid of people.
I mean, you can imagine Colin Firth being a bit cocky, carrying that arrogance a little bit. Yeah, I can
so
too.
I am curious to see that. And of course, he mentioned Brenda Bluthen's performance, which I tore apart. And we got a number of emails here, and we may get to a few of them.
I can't remember what we pulled, but
Holly Rockwell and a number of other listeners wrote in and mentioned, Adam, if you hated Brenda Bluthen, you are going to hate the BBC
Steadman
version. And it did make me think, Austin, it's a comedy of manners. It is satire to some extent. And one way to do that, to show the ridiculousness of class, is to have a character who's so hysterical about class that it's really embodied in that character. It becomes satire for her to be that way in the text and maybe even in the BBC version. And the thing about Joe Wright's version here, his adaptation, is it's so down to earth and so not satirical. It's really kind of a by the book, and I don't mean by the book literally, but I mean it's just sort of a it is very conventional.
It lives and breathes, yeah, in a way. It doesn't feel like a satire at all.
Plays it just as it is, and so then her character to me felt a little bit out of place.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like she's still the remnants of this satire is there, which otherwise I didn't really feel in the film. So it will be curious for me to watch the BBC version here at some point and see if I can handle watching that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Awful,
yeah, she's like the sort of like due north. She's the one that brings the compass back towards like a satire of class in some way, which to me totally worked. I thought they really gave her enough of an inner life there.
Okay, well maybe I'll come to appreciate it here.
You have to see it twice.
Yeah, okay.